In the new film, Come On, Come On, Joaquin Phoenix plays a radio journalist named Johnny.
When you think about the future, how do you imagine it'll be? What will stay with you? And what will you forget?
Johnny asks some of life's big questions while taking care of his nephew, Jesse. NPR's Manolita El Barco met up with Mike Mills, who wrote and directed the film inspired by his relationship with his child.
I was already wearing headphones and had my recorder rolling long before approaching Mike Mills and his dog, Mickey.
It's okay.
Hi.
They greeted me outside the L.A. bungalow the filmmaker uses as his studio. Inside, I tell him, Come On, Come On is the most public radio movie ever.
Even just the details of, like, you always have to wear your headphones, you have to point this mic at the right place.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but I always start the recording as I'm coming.
I knew what you were doing.
That's because Mills is a big public radio listener, especially of shows like This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass.
So I look at like Ira Glass's life. I'm like, that seems genius. And Ira's had such an influence on me in my films and my writing. So I've been like a fan forever.
Mills even talks a bit like Ira Glass. For his film, he consulted with a producer who's worked for Ira's show, Starley Kine.
There's a great line in the movie that's really from Starley. The kid, Jesse's recording the sounds of the train going across the Manhattan Bridge, which is this tremendous sound, right? And Joaquin says, you know, you're recording this banal thing, but you're like keeping it forever. You're like making it immortal. That whole idea was something that Starley said is why she loves to record stuff, is you kind of get to hold on to it in our incredibly ephemeral world. You get to grab on a little bit.
Mills also cast Molly Webster, senior correspondent for WNYC's Radio Lab, to play the part of a radio journalist working with Joaquin Phoenix's character. Webster says Mills was open to collaboration.
He, me, and Joaquin just like really talked through who were we as journalists? What were we hoping to accomplish? Like, he just was so interested in really nailing and truly representing like the craft of radio journalism.
For the film, Molly Webster and Joaquin Phoenix interviewed real kids around the country about life.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
My attitude.
What's wrong with your attitude? You seem like you have a great attitude. What would you change about yourself?
My anger.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
The ability to bend space and time.
Throughout Come On, Come On, those interviews are interwoven with a fictional story Mills based on his close relationship with his child, Hopper.
There's some very Hopper moments or things that Hopper did or said, but it's also an abstraction from that inspiration or from that sort of gooey heart. There's something so intimate, like talking with my kid while giving them a bath, talking with my kid about something happened at school while we're trying to go to sleep.
In one scene, Johnny tears up while reading the book Star Child to Jesse.
You're crying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're definitely crying. See, you're crying.
No, it's just it's true. Johnny. We forget everything.
No, I don't. You do. You're stupid.
Yeah. You'll barely remember this. You'll have like a few blurry memories.
That's very stupid. You're just the stupidest, stupid person.
Mills, who's married to fellow filmmaker Miranda July, says he tried to capture the kind of intimate, infuriating, silly, and poignant moments he's experienced as a father.
If you're a parent, you're constantly like grieving the end of these different versions of your kid. Like the kid you knew a month ago is always sort of disappearing. And I feel like they kind of accelerate your own experience of your time on earth as a parent, too.
Mike is an incredibly sensitive, thoughtful, interested, very smart, perceptive person.
Actress Gabby Hoffman plays Johnny's sister and Jesse's mother in the film.
It gets at so much of what is the essence of parenthood and its beauty and complexity and challenge. I feel, when I watch the movie, so grateful because I don't see many films made these days that are actually about life, the actual experience of what it is to be alive in this world, in this country right now.
Mills' films are also about who he is and was. He was born in Berkeley and grew up in Santa Barbara, where as a teen he skateboarded and played in punk rock bands.
I continued to be such a wannabe musician. Like, I work with musicians all the time. I idolize them, or I just find like their art form is more tapped into magic than mine. And I'm always trying to get mine to be like music.
In the 1980s, Mills was a graphic artist who made music videos. Among his clients, the Beastie Boys, Sonic Youth, and Air, who named a song after him.
When I was in my 20s, 30s in New York City, I met a whole community of skate artists, which is a lot how I got into the film world. Weirdly, that's how I met Spike Jonze. That's how I met so many people that are in my film upbringing.
He was also brought up by his nonconformist mother, who had wanted to be an architect and a World War II pilot.
Hard drinking, hard smoking, short haired, pant wearing, sort of Humphrey Bogart vibed person. That's mom. And mom had me when she was 40 in 1966. Very unusual.
In 2016, he wrote and directed a film loosely based on his relationship with his mom. Annette Bening plays her in 20th Century Women.
No, I just think that, you know, having your heart broken is a tremendous way to learn about the world.
Mills also wrote and directed a film loosely based on his relationship with his father.
My dad came out of the closet when he was 75 after my mom passed away. And I started writing that really quickly after he died. So it was, that film has a lot of just like direct memory.
Ewan McGregor plays Mills and Christopher Plummer plays his dad in the 2010 film Beginners.
I'm gay.
I remember him wearing a purple sweater when he told me this, but actually he wore a robe.
I'm gay.
The idea of memory comes up in all his movies.
Like, what are you going to remember? Who are you going to remember it with? Or what are you forgetting? Or what are you getting wrong?
Mills filmed Come On, Come On in black and white, so it does feel like a shared memory.
Most of my films, most of my writing needs to start with someone I know, someone I can observe, and someone who I love, or someone also, like, I'm trying to figure them out.
Mike Mills says he makes films about the people he loves to capture their essence forever. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.